Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Oh my goodness, you know what time it is, right? It is now 7:08, and welcome to Steel Talk, and I am your host, Geralyn Steele. Been doing this for almost 24 years. I'm going on 24 years pretty soon, and I'm so excited to be with you every Sunday night. So thank you for sticking and staying with us. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. Of course, my in-studio producer is Jonathan Lowe. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Are you still doing all the sports stuff and paying attention to everything and actually calling a few things?
Yes, yes. Exciting finish today. The biggest story of the day, the biggest event was the golf tournament. That's a major tournament, the PGA Championship, which was taking place down in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
And it
I was
came,
watching that.
Yeah, it came down to the final hole. One shot lead for the leader, Mito Pereira, a gentleman out of Chile, young man out of Chile, who would have become the first Chilean golfer, I believe, man or woman, to win a major championship. And he hit it right. And there was water on the right. And he hit it in the water off of the tee shot. And if he bogeyed the hole, if he hit one over par on the hole, he would have been able to get into a playoff with two other players. And he missed his par putt short. I'm sorry, par putt long, par chip. He chipped it out of the rough. Missed his bogey putt well short and double bogeyed the hole, fell out of the playoff. The playoff was between two Americans, Justin Thomas, who was the 2017 PGA champion, and Will Zalatoris, another young stud who has performed very well in major championship tournaments. And Thomas, on a three-hole aggregate, they played three holes, best score wins, shot two under par while Will Zalatoris shot one under par. Justin Thomas wins his second PGA championship in the last 5 years.
I'm so glad you told me that because I didn't know who won. I was there on Saturday. I think it was either Friday or Saturday, and I was watching it on television, and oh my gosh, I just, you know, my heart would drop. And here's the thing, Jonathan, I do not play golf. I don't even know the game well enough to talk about it, but I will say this. My brother, Fred, as you know, is just an avid golfer. He loves the game. And I remember giving to him either for his birthday or a Christmas gift, but there was this rectangle-shaped book that I got for all of the best golf courses in the world, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I put little, you know, little post-it notes in there to say, I think this one is beautiful. I hope you go and try this one day. And I started reading about each of these places, and I started reading about golf, and I have never played, but oh, how I enjoy watching it. So a lot of people don't know that about me, but I have become a really big fan of watching. Now, here's the thing. I don't watch the women play, not yet, but I do watch the men play. And it's only one reason. It's because I've really begun to fall in love with golf. And I know you play as well. So where do you stand with golf? Do you say I couldn't live without it?
Yeah.
Really? For real?
I will say this. I don't play golf near as much as I should or as I want to. I didn't play when the pandemic started. I was trying to ramp myself up and saying, okay, 2020, I'm going to do two things. I'm going to get out of the city more. I'm going to travel, get out of here more, and go to more places. And I'm going to go play golf more. And then the pandemic started, and everything just dried up. And I did not play a round of golf from
2 years, maybe?
The late portion of the 19 season, basically like September, October of 2019. Mm-hmm. Didn't play anything in 2020. And 2021, it was getting to that point, and then my team over at my full-time job said, hey, let's have a golf outing. This was in September.
That's cool.
Because our customer service department has a bigger golf outing each September.
So how many people went?
From our team, well, this is what happened. The bigger event got canceled. It was canceled in 2020, obviously, because we didn't have the vaccine yet. And we thought we were going to have it in 2021, but then the Delta surge came, and mm-hmm. so that got canceled.
And the Omicron has now come. It just goes on and on. It's like the story never ends.
Right. But because that bigger event was canceled, our smaller team thought, hey, let's just go out on our own. And so we went out and played. And so because of that, I said, you know what? I haven't played in almost 2 years. I have to get out and at least play a round or two.
And how did you do?
I stink at golf. This is why I have a distinction when it comes to this game. You have golfers and you have people that play golf.
Right.
People
and
that
you're
are
one that play golf?
I That's play golf. Okay. A golfer, I think, has a certain amount of skill and there's a thing that you can use in golf called a handicap. And a handicap is used in tournaments and in events to level the playing field so that not as skilled players can be sort of on the same par as more skilled players. My handicap would be through the roof. If you're a less than a 20 handicap, less than a 15 handicap.
No. Don't go through those statistics with me. I have no idea what that means.
That's what I'm trying
to tell you, though, Jonathan. I am not good at really understanding this game, even though I love to watch it. I love how they prepare. I love watching them go for the club that they think will do what they need it to do. I love all of that, but I still don't know the game well enough.
This is the simplest way to know what a handicap is, to explain it. The lower the handicap, the better the golfer. So the lower your handicap, that means the less help you need. And that means you're a better golfer. You can play better. You score better on the golf course. So if you're a 20 handicap, you're worse than a 15 handicap on average. And it's your average play. That's the simplest way to
understand when I say to you, don't give me stats and don't give me, you know, definitions. Don't give me all of that yet. I do not process it. It literally just sits on my shoulder for about a year. So what I have to do is get a book that tells me everything, that explains everything. And that book that I gave my brother was not one of those.
It was one of those that
made you aspire to go to these amazing golf courses.
What you got your brother was a coffee table book.
No, it was pretty. No, literally, it was maybe, honestly, 4x4. It wasn't that big, and it had about 70 pages that had little snippets of information about each golf course.
Okay.
And that's what I gave him that year, and he loved it. And he's actually been to a couple of them. So, you know, hey now.
I have some books that I can recommend to you that give
you. Oh, you're not going to give me yours, huh?
No. No.
Come on, Jonathan. I just had a birthday. Okay, then send me the names of those and who they're by. That would be great.
Just so many. Okay, Barnes & Noble has a section on golf.
I don't go to Barnes & Noble to look for golf. If I'm going to look for a book on golf, the first one I gave, the one I gave my brother, I got that from Half Books.
They got golf books and half price books.
And it was so half priced books. They are so well taken care of. You know, they're not all bent up and drawn on or any of that. I mean, just they're. I really like going there. So
oh, yeah.
I try to support.
I support. I'd say half price books.
But give me
a good place
give me a
go.
Few yeah. names. You know, I'd say three. Give me three titles of books that you think could really help.
I'll look on Amazon. Like I said, it's a treasure trove.
Yeah,
of books out there.
I will
there.
Never play the game. I just need you to know that. That is not my intention.
This sounds like a Marvel discussion with your son. This is what this is sounding like right now.
And guess what was on television today? The Endgame, and what's the one before that?
Oh, no, don't.
Oh, come on. The Endgame and Javita, what was
I'm
the
not,
Marvel
I'm
one?
Not giving any vibes
the
out there tonight. No vibes. No, we're not getting into this discussion. No.
She's not telling me either. She's not telling me.
Vibes are going out to Los Angeles as we speak. Not getting into that discussion. No.
Okay, fine. We have to take a break, don't we? Yeah, sure we do. We'll be back with my first guest, of course, the CEO of YWCA Minneapolis, not St. Paul, Minneapolis, Shelley Carthen Watson. We'll be back in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is now 7:22 here at WCCO. Welcome back. You are listening to Steele Talking. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. It is what I love to do is be here with you on a Sunday night. We have a great lineup for you tonight. Thanks to my producers, Craig Schofer, Chris Tubbs, and of course, you've already met Jonathan Lowe. Well, I'm excited to introduce my first guest here at 7:22. Her name is Shelley Carthen Watson, and she runs the YWCA Minneapolis. And they have so much that they do, from trying to make sure that these young people know that they don't just have to exercise and be healthy. There's so much more to the YWCAs all across the country. And it is remarkable what they are doing. But when you first look at their logo, the first thing it says is eliminating racism, empowering women. Again, that's eliminating racism and empowering women. These are two things that they really hone in on. And I'm so excited that CEO Shelley Carthen Watson is joining us tonight from the YWCA Minneapolis. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me this evening.
Very excited to have you this evening. You know, we interviewed the St. Paul YWCA last Sunday, and I was excited to have you join us this Sunday because we did not get a chance to talk about the importance of eliminating racism. And the first thing that came to my mind, and I'm sure you've heard this from even young people before, is that when you're talking about eliminating racism in a community, just one community, even if it's not the whole city, it's really quite a remarkable thing to go after. Tell us how that process works.
Well, our complete mission is to eliminate racism, empower women and girls, and promote peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for everyone. And we have a history of racial justice with the YWCA, both nationally and locally, at YWCA Minneapolis and YWCA St. Paul. The national YWCA has been in the forefront of civil rights since 1940. Mm-hmm. We integrated our facilities. We had women of color on the national board here in Minneapolis. We were the first racially integrated swimming pool in the city. Our beloved late Phoebe Givens was our first African-American board member. Her daughter Roxanne was later board chair. So this is what we have always done, and we do it in a variety of ways with our programs.
It's really quite remarkable, the women that you just mentioned, and that's one of the things we know about YWCA. And if there's someone that's listening tonight and you don't know those women that she was talking about, we are talking about powerful women that have worked for their lives trying to change and make things better for girls and women. And it's quite remarkable what you do. But the first thing that came to me as I was thinking about this, all that you do, because some people have actually asked me, they actually do all of that? You know, when you read through the website, it is remarkable. But when you say eliminate racism, this is something we have been trying to accomplish as women and girls, as well as so many other men and boys that have joined on trying to help eliminate racism. Where do you begin in attempting to do this?
We infuse it through everything we do. We have our early childhood education centers, and we have the first anti-bias curriculum that most people know about. Curriculum incorporates anti-bias values and conflict resolution skills that children can use for success. We make sure the nutrition in those particular centers is diverse so that they are exposed to other cultural traditions and foods. We infuse it in our girls and youth programs, where we sort of address systemic change in schools and communities by promoting our youth's ethnic and racial identities and diverse perspectives. So, for example, we have our Eureka program, which is part of Girls Inc., and it's a STEM program, primarily girls of color, to introduce them to STEM careers. And we even partner with the University of Minnesota with a two-week program where they're actually on campus. These young women are part of this Eureka program for 5 years, from middle school through college, through graduation from high school, and they all go on to college. We also have our Girls Rap program, which is sort of our answer to the Cradle to Prison pipeline. These are young women who have been involved with the criminal justice system or are at risk of being involved with the criminal justice system, and they learn conflict resolution skills. They have trusted adults in their lives. Their truancy goes down. Their academic performance improves. And then we try to address health disparities, which is another form of racism. By our fitness programs, and in particular water safety for children of color, because African-Americans are disproportionately among those children who drown. And in this land of 10,000 lakes, we should lose none of our children because they don't know how to swim.
And why is that? It seems to be so many of us of color, women, girls of color, that just don't know how to swim. We don't take the time to learn. And so is there something that happens at the YWCA Minneapolis that makes sure that they know how to swim?
Well, there's a historical perspective because we, back in the day, we weren't allowed access to swimming pools to learn how to swim. And if you're a parent and you don't know how to swim, you don't feel comfortable having your children in swimming pools because if something happens, you can't help them. So what we do is we start from the very beginning. Our early childhood education students and families are given swimming lessons from the very beginning. And then even those families and are part of our girls and youth programs, they're given memberships in swimming as well. We have one program called Strong, Fast, Fit, and we actually have cohorts. So there's an African-American cohort, an East African cohort, a Latino cohort, and the entire family is given a membership and swimming lessons. And they're also taught how to cook traditional foods in a healthier way. So that's another way we try to eliminate the racism with health disparities.
You look at it from various sides of the prism, right? When you are saying that, hey, we have to turn and look at it this way, because when you talk about eliminating racism, racism can be ever changing. Even though we know the definition of that, it can be ever changing, particularly to our children. You know, each neighborhood, each group of people will come at you differently than those that you're used to hearing. So knowing that there will be people that walk into the YWCA Minneapolis and may have on their heart that they don't like this type of person or they don't like the look of that kind of person. Do you ever have to deal with that often, or is this something that they are taught before they ever walk through the doors? Like, do you send out a note or a letter on your letterhead saying these are the things we do not accept?
We are pretty clear about what our mission is and what our values are. They are plastered throughout our facilities. When we have people sign up for memberships, we make that information clear. The way in which we address conflicts among members, for example, one of the flashpoints over the last 2 or 3 years has been over COVID and particularly masks. And more often than not, it sometimes has a sort of racial tinge to it. We have trained our staff how to respond to that. We address it in the way we resolve conflicts between members in our facilities, the way we address conflict between our youth in our programs, as well as our children in ECE.
Well, it is quite remarkable, because to reach this, I mean, how will you know when you have reached eliminating racism? I don't even know if there will ever come a day or an hour or a moment when we can actually stand together and just say, hey, did you realize that we've eliminated racism? And so when you work so hard to make sure that this is something that the members are working on, that the staff is working on, you as the leader is working on, and the children are working on, where do you see eliminating racism? Let's see, if you look into 5 years from today, what do you see and how do you expect it to work for the YWCA Minneapolis?
Well, I think there are probably two parts to that question. The first is, how do you address the racist thoughts and perspectives of people? We continue to hold hope that by our racial justice and public policy work, that we can influence the thought, that we can expose people to a wider span of ideas through our events like It's Time to Talk and It's Time to Act, where we lift up speakers and panels, and we actually name race and racism, and teach people how to understand how to dismantle systemic racism. But then I think in terms of our policy work, we will know that we are creating change when we are able to have successfully lobbied for and have legislation like a Crown Act, when we are able to look at alternate policing methods, when we are able to utilize our Include consulting practice to go into organizations and corporations and provide people with anti-racism and diversity training, and see, you can actually track the difference in organizations in terms of their hiring, in terms of their retention, in terms of the promotional levels of people of color and underrepresented groups in particular organizations. I think we will see it in criminal justice reform, when we in fact have more equitable sentencing guidelines, where we have more intervention programs, so that we stop children from entering the prison, cradle to prison pipeline. I think there are a lot of factors out there, both criminal justice and in education. When we have eliminated the opportunity gap, for example.
It's really remarkable what you do and how long you've been doing it. So I want to congratulate you on that. And also want to let people know that you can get involved. You can donate to the YWCA Minneapolis. You can join in different ways, learn how they're eliminating this and changing lives, literally changing lives. Also, they also have a gala coming up where they are presenting awards. And I will be a part of that as well. And we hope that, are there still tickets available, Shelley?
Yes, there are. We are celebrating our first ever Empower Possible event on Thursday, June 2nd, from 6 to 10 at Quincy Hall in Minneapolis. And registration is open until May 25th, so there's still time to join us. It's going to be incredible, and we are so honored to be able to honor the work of Professor Duchess Harris of McAllister and the incomparable Wenda Weeks Moore. Duchess will receive our Woman of Power Award, and Wenda will receive our Kate Berman Leadership Award, which is named after our late board chair.
Well, I tell you, I'm excited. I'm so excited about it, Shelley. I'm so sorry that I have to end our conversation, but what a pleasure. Shelley Carthen Watson, thank you so much. And again, if people want more information, where do they go?
You can go right to our website, YWCAMPLS.org.
There you go. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks. We're looking forward to having you MC our event.
I'll be there. You take care, Shelley.
You too. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. That's Shelley Carthen Watson, and she's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. Thank you so much. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Steel Talking, everyone. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us tonight. Now, did you know that 16% of youth in Minnesota reported suffering at least one major depressive episode in 2019? Did you know that? Now, that's an increase of 306,000 reports from the prior year. More than 60% did not receive treatment or counseling. Now, there are many barriers to receiving help, including socioeconomic challenges, and many therapists are simply booked solid for months now. Change to Chill is a free resource. Again, that's called Change to Chill. This is a free resource that helps teens manage stress and anxiety. Sydney Hobart is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, and she is a community health improvement specialist with Alina Health, and she is here to tell us all about it. Welcome, Sydney. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Carolyn. Happy to be here.
Okay, so what have you been seeing when it comes to mental health struggles for adolescents? And I do mean adolescents. A lot of people may think of that as like starting at the age of 11, but it's not. It's even younger than that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So every few years, Alina Health does what's called a community health needs assessment. So what that means is we go out in the community and we conduct focus groups with a number of community members, really to hear kind of what the emerging health issues are in the community. And every time we go out, we tend to hear that mental illness and mental health, primarily among youth in particular, are really, really rising to the surface. The pandemic in particular really exacerbated problems we already knew about, but I think especially taking into account COVID-19, there's a lot more anxiety amongst our youth, particularly when we're thinking about being in a school building around other people, some social anxiety that's coming up, and I think a lot of stress and anxiety too related to trying to stay focused during an 8-hour school day where perhaps there was a little bit more flexibility when they were doing distance learning.
It's so true. Just knowing that students don't know how to be in a building with each other anymore. And I fear that if we ever close down the schools again, that that'll be it, that the children will give up. We can't allow them to give up. But what ideas do you have at Alina that can help us keep those children in school and do better mentally?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that that's where our program, Change to Chill by Alina Health, comes in, right? So we are a prevention-based youth mental health initiative, so really working to increase mental health awareness amongst our youth. So educating them on what stress and anxiety look like, how they show up in your body, different stressors that you may be experiencing in your own life, and then really directing them to building some coping mechanisms and resiliency. So the buckets that we tend to focus on for Change to Chill are things like meditation, mindfulness, gratitude, these everyday practices that we can be incorporating into our routine to better help us manage any stress or anxiety that we may be experiencing.
So Change to Chill is really about the teenagers, not necessarily those that are younger.
Correct. We say that our program targets youth ages 13 to 19, but I think that really the information and the skills can be applicable to folks of any age, right? So that tends to be our target area, but we've seen and utilized these practices with youth who are younger, even with adults. I know on our team, we utilize some of the Change to Chill practices in employee meetings, for example. So I think that the information can really be cross-cutting for all ages.
You have that online resource for teens, and I'm wondering what those videos really teach them. What are they learning?
Yeah, so we try to make the videos really short, really bite-sized pieces of information. I think all of us have short attention spans these days, right? So it can be maybe a 1 to 2 minute video talking about what mindfulness is, perhaps showing a practice, encouraging the viewer to do the practice along with them. So for example, we have a mindfulness video that incorporates what's called the box breathing technique. So the viewer is encouraged along with the person explaining the technique to inhale for 4 counts, hold for 4 counts, exhale for 4 counts, and then hold for 4 counts and repeat. So again, providing a little bit of information as to what the technique or the tactic is, and then doing a little bit of show and tell and encouraging the user to practice along with the person explaining.
So this chilled zones, have you been hearing that it's absolutely working? Are you guys gathering any information so you can look down the road to see how successful it has been?
Yes. So also a part of our work with Change to Chill, we do have a school partnership. So we provide schools with funding and support all across the Alina Health Service area. So all over the state of Minnesota and into western Wisconsin as well, to create exactly what you're talking about, these chill zones or calm spaces in the school building that students can visit whenever they're feeling stressed or overwhelmed during the school day and do a little bit of self-regulation before returning to the classroom. And we receive a lot of positive feedback, both from staff and students, that place feels really, really necessary for some students when they may be dealing with anything from, you know, stress related to assignments and homework to perhaps some grief and loss, especially in the last 2 years with the pandemic. So a lot of positive success there. And again, trying to do this in more schools and incorporate that calm space into the school environment to improve student mental health and well-being.
Are you hearing from the parents what Change to Chill really means for their children? Are you hearing great stories? Are you hearing complicated stories? And are you making sure that when you say self-regulation, we actually can say, yeah, self-regulation is really working, especially for younger ones, you know, not necessarily the teens?
Right. So I think it's a little bit out of time, right? I mean, I know that stigma is still something that's really prevalent in our community and our society. I think, you know, over the past 2 years with COVID-19, as we were all spending more time at home with ourselves and our own heads, you know, maybe there was there's more comfort now talking about things like mental health, but there's still a lot of stigma in terms of reaching out and accessing services to support your mental health and well-being. So I think even when we're talking to parents about recognizing that this is an issue with your child and here's how you can help to improve their mental health and well-being and help them maintain that, there's still a lot of stigma that exists out in the community. And so I think that eliminating that stigma is also part of our work.
I'm so excited that you partnered with Hennepin County Public Health for funding to increase the representation of teens of color and LGBTQ teens. I mean, this is really huge that you're doing this. What are you hearing from the parents in the community?
Yeah, so again, I mean, I think that this is something that still feels relatively new. Again, with increasing awareness over the past couple of years about mental health being something that everybody has and everybody needs to manage on a daily basis, that, you know, I think parents and families are coming around to the idea of it in particular. And so, you know, we're doing everything that we can to really provide them with tools and information to utilize themselves, to utilize with their youth. And I think along the way, we've received some positive feedback and just trying to make the information, like you said, more representative of diverse communities as well. Also recognizing that there's stigma in cultural communities in particular at times. So I think it's little by little, but the more we do the work, I think the more positive impact we're seeing.
I'm so excited to know that you have some pages that have been translated into Spanish, as well as the Somali translation. And I'm just wondering, are you also looking at others? We are so rich here in our great state of Minnesota, having so many students from various countries, and they speak so many different languages. So I'm just curious to know who will be next on the list so that other students can learn, too.
Yeah, so I will say with the launch of Change to Chill in Spanish last year, that was a huge undertaking. So that was, you know, in part thanks to our Allina Health translation staff who really did that work. And now with the Somali translation as well, you know, we're really trying to figure out what are those other avenues, what are those other languages that Change to Chill should be translated in order to be most accessible to the community, right? We don't ever want language to be a barrier to accessing our information and resources. So in terms of what's next, I think we're still in the process of figuring that out and hearing from the community what would be most helpful. But I imagine, like you're saying, that the work will continue.
So how can people access your resource?
Yep. So everything is free and online. We are at changetochill.org.
Oh, that's awesome. That's easy to
remember. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to Still Talking, everyone. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us tonight. Now, did you know that 16% of youth in Minnesota reported suffering at least one major depressive episode in 2019? Did you know that? Now, that's an increase of 306,000 reports from the prior year. More than 60% did not receive treatment or counseling. Now, there are many barriers to receiving help, including socioeconomic challenges, and many therapists are simply booked solid for months now. Change to Chill is a free resource. Again, that's called Change to Chill. This is a free resource that helps teens manage stress and anxiety. Sydney Hobart is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, and she is a community health improvement specialist with Allina Health, and she is here to tell us all about it. Welcome, Sydney. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thanks, Carolyn. Happy to be here.
Okay, so what have you been seeing when it comes to mental health struggles for adolescents? And I do mean adolescents. A lot of people may think of that as like starting at the age of 11, but it's not. It's even younger than that, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So every few years, Alina Health does what's called a community health needs assessment. So what that means is we go out in the community and we conduct focus groups with a number of community members, really to hear kind of what the emerging health issues are in the community. And every time we go out, we tend to hear that mental illness and mental health, primarily among youth in particular, are really, really rising to the surface. The pandemic in particular really exacerbated problems we already knew about, but I think especially taking into account COVID-19, there's a lot more anxiety amongst our youth, particularly when we're thinking about being in a school building around other people, some social anxiety that's coming up, and I think a lot of stress and anxiety too related to trying to stay focused during an 8-hour school day where perhaps there was a little bit more flexibility when they were doing distance learning.
It's so true. Just knowing that students don't know how to be in a building with each other anymore. And I fear that if we ever close down the schools again, that that'll be it, that the children will give up. We can't allow them to give up. But what ideas do you have at Alina that can help us keep those children in school and do better mentally?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that that's where our program, Change to Chill by Alina Health, comes in, right? So we are a prevention-based youth mental health initiative, so really working to increase mental health awareness amongst our youth. So educating them on what stress and anxiety look like, how they show up in your body, different stressors that you may be experiencing in your own life, and then really directing them to building some coping mechanisms and resiliency. So the buckets that we tend to focus on for Change to Chill are things like meditation, mindfulness, gratitude, these everyday practices that we can be incorporating into our routine to better help us manage any stress or anxiety that we may be experiencing.
So Change to Chill is really about the teenagers, not necessarily those that are younger.
Correct. We say that our program targets youth ages 13 to 19, but I think that really the information and the skills can be applicable to folks of any age, right? So that tends to be our target area, but we've seen and utilized these practices with youth who are younger, even with adults. I know on our team, we utilize some of the Change to Chill practices in employee meetings, for example. So I think that the information can really be cross-cutting for all ages.
You have that online resource for teens, and I'm wondering what those videos really teach them. What are they learning?
Yeah, so we try to make the videos really short, really bite-sized pieces of information. I think all of us have short attention spans these days, right? So it can be maybe a 1 to 2 minute video talking about what mindfulness is, perhaps showing a practice, encouraging the viewer to do the practice along with them. So for example, we have a mindfulness video that incorporates what's called the box breathing technique. So the viewer is encouraged along with the person explaining the technique to inhale for 4 counts, hold for 4 counts, exhale for 4 counts, and then hold for 4 counts and repeat. So again, providing a little bit of information as to what the technique or the tactic is, and then doing a little bit of show and tell and encouraging the user to practice along with the person explaining.
So this chilled zones, have you been hearing that it's absolutely working? Are you guys gathering any information so you can look down the road to see how successful it has been?
Yes. So also a part of our work with Change to Chill, we do have a school partnership. So we provide schools with funding and support all across the Alina Health service area. So all over the state of Minnesota and into western Wisconsin as well, to create exactly what you're talking about, these chill zones or calm spaces in the school building that students can visit whenever they're feeling stressed or overwhelmed during the school day and do a little bit of self-regulation before returning to the classroom. And we receive a lot of positive feedback, both from staff and students, that place feels really, really necessary for some students when they may be dealing with anything from, you know, stress related to assignments and homework to perhaps some grief and loss, especially in the last 2 years with the pandemic. So a lot of positive success there. And again, trying to do this in more schools and incorporate that calm space into the school environment to improve student mental health and well-being.
Are you hearing from the parents what Change to Chill really means for their children? Are you hearing great stories? Are you hearing complicated stories? And are you making sure that when you say self-regulation, we actually can say, yeah, self-regulation is really working, especially for younger ones, you know, not necessarily the teens?
Right, right. So I think it's a little bit out of time, right? I mean, I know that stigma is still something that's really prevalent in our community and our society. I think, you know, over the past 2 years with COVID-19, as we were all spending more time at home with ourselves and our own heads, you know, maybe there was there's more comfort now talking about things like mental health, but there's still a lot of stigma in terms of reaching out and accessing services to support your mental health and well-being. So I think even when we're talking to parents about recognizing that this is an issue with your child and here's how you can help to improve their mental health and well-being and help them maintain that, there's still a lot of stigma that exists out in the community. And so I think that eliminating that stigma is also part of our work.
I'm so excited that you partnered with Hennepin County Public Health for funding to increase the representation of teens of color and LGBTQ teens. I mean, this is really huge that you're doing this. What are you hearing from the parents in the community?
Yeah, so again, I mean, I think that this is something that still feels relatively new. Again, with increasing awareness over the past couple of years about mental health being something that everybody has and everybody needs to manage on a daily basis, that, you know, I think parents and families are coming around to the idea of it in particular. And so, you know, we're doing everything that we can to really provide them with tools and information to utilize themselves, to utilize with their youth. And I think along the way, we've received some positive feedback and just trying to make the information, like you said, more representative of diverse communities as well. Also recognizing that there's stigma in cultural communities in particular at times. So I think it's little by little, but the more we do the work, I think the more positive impact we're seeing.
I'm so excited to know that you have some pages that have been translated into Spanish, as well as the Somali translation. And I'm just wondering, are you also looking at others? We are so rich here in our great state of Minnesota, having so many students from various countries, and they speak so many different languages. So I'm just curious to know who will be next on the list so that other students can learn, too.
Yeah, so I will say with the launch of Change to Chill in Spanish last year, that was a huge undertaking. So that was, you know, in part thanks to our Allina Health translation staff who really did that work. And now with the Somali translation as well, you know, we're really trying to figure out what are those other avenues, what are those other languages that Change to Chill should be translated in order to be most accessible to the community, right? We don't ever want language to be a barrier to accessing our information and resources. So in terms of what's next, I think we're still in the process of figuring that out and hearing from the community what would be most helpful. But I imagine, like you're saying, that the work will continue.
So how can people access your resource?
Yep. So everything is free and online. We are at changetochill.org.
Oh, that's awesome. That's easy to remember. Changetochill.org. I really do hope more and more students will really get an understanding of what this really means and continue it, because you and I both know that if all of a sudden you do it for a couple of weeks and then you stop, that doesn't give you the strength that you need and the support that you need necessarily. Some students may need it for a whole year. So how are you measuring that?
Yeah, so again, through the school partnership, right, we partner with the school for 1 year, and that's kind of where the time-intensive resources come in. So we do staff training. We provide the funding to set up the Chill Zone. We also have a student component to the program as well, where two students from every new school are selected to act as Change to Chill champions. So they participate in a summer internship with us where they learn all about what Change to Chill is, start to incorporate our materials and practices into their daily routines, and then really think through how to utilize our resources in their school environment and become mental health advocates. So really trying to empower the student body and the student voice to partake in this work too, and then kind of trying to maintain that relationship and that connection as they progress through the school year, and then to trying to keep in contact with those schools, you know, through the years. We have schools all the way back from 2018 that we continue to partner with and have a relationship with. So again, really building on the first year intensive and making sure that we can kind of keep up the work from there.
I'd love to have you back on in about a year and a half and see how things are going as well. Sydney Hobart, thank you so much for joining us from Allina Health. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gerlin.
All right. She's a community health improvement specialist with Allina Health. And so if you need more information, just go to Allina Health's website. We'll be back. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everyone. So appreciate you sticking and staying with us. We have so much coming up, and we do hope you'll stick and stay with us. At 8:10, we're going to talk to Robert Samuels and Toulouse Olorunapa. And, of course, they have the new book. His name is George Floyd, One Man's Life and Struggle for Racial Justice. So that's coming up. And at 8:30, we're going to take some of your calls. We hope that you can join us to talk about what it takes to be grateful, to teach your children how to be grateful. Then, of course, 9 o'clock is Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment. We just believe about it. And then the Mom and Michael Hour. And Mom, Michael wasn't going to come on tonight, but he can come on. I'm so excited, but he won't be here next Sunday. So stay tuned. That's all coming up next. Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everyone. So appreciate you sticking and staying with us. We have so much coming up, and we do hope you'll stick and stay with us. At 8:10, we're going to talk to Robert Samuels and Toulouse Olorunapa. And of course, they have the new book. His name is George Floyd, One Man's Life and Struggle for Racial Justice. So that's coming up. And at 8:30, we're going to take some of your calls. We hope that you can join us to talk about what it takes to be grateful, to teach your children how to be grateful. Then, of course, 9 o'clock is Center Stage, All Things Arts and Entertainment. We just believe about it. And then the Mom and Michael Hour. And Mom, Michael wasn't going to come on tonight, but he can come on. I'm so excited, but he won't be here next Sunday. So stay tuned. That's all coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.